I'd like to welcome everyone to our bi-weekly meeting, September 9th, 2021. If anyone's going to speak, if they filled out the speaker card, you get to speak at the end, you get 3 minutes. Opening prayer, Pastor Womack, would you do the honors?
I'll be honored, sir. Thank you so much. May we begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Every day is a gift. We thank you for this township. We thank you for its leaders. And Lord, I pray tonight for tonight's meeting that, Lord, you would just your spirit would move amongst all of us here. And we would be transparent with one another and just present the business to the community in a gracious way. And that business can be taken care of just wonderfully and orderly. Lord, I do pray for Chaplain Snodgrass as he's not feeling well tonight. And I pray for his healing. We pray for our country, our community, our city, our state, especially as we come into this weekend, as we remember 9/11 on its 20th anniversary. So, Father, keep us safe. Be with all of our armed forces, our first responders, our political leaders, our communities. Lord, we thank you. We ask for your wisdom, your insight. Lord, bring encouragement and also enlightening. Well, we do these things because we want to conduct business in a right way for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you. Ari, would you do the Pledge of Allegiance by Ari Ali?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A motion to approve the following meeting minutes.
Roll call.
Excuse me, I apologize. Thank you. Number 3, roll call, please.
All right, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
A motion to approve the following meeting minutes. Special meeting, August 25th, 2021, and regular meeting, August
26th,
2021.
I'll second.
Okay, I got a roll call here. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion for bills and payroll.
Moving right along here. For the motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from August 27th, 2021 through September 9th, 2021 in the amount of $47,082.74, and payroll paid on September 3rd for $142,793.20, for a total of $190,055.94 from check number 66877, to 66931, and electronic vouchers from 915-2021 through 1020-2021.
If I could ask for a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yep, and Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you want to take the number 2 or?
Yes. The resolution, for obligations for the township administrator. And understand that this is up through when Mark was last with us here. So these are for a total of 8 purchase orders for the total amount of $20,103.56. Purchase order numbers include 500-2021 through 521-2021.
If I can ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Yep. Ralph is absent. And John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, moving right along. New business.
Would you like the resolution number?
Sure, please.
Then that's going to be 2021-220.
Okay. Under new business, we do not have Chief Smith in right now. We do have Deputy, is it Carter?
No, I'm Deputy Chuck Campbell, so I'm taking over for that.
Okay, would you like to come up and address, sir?
Yeah, I can just tell you a little bit about myself. You're fine. Yeah, my name's Deputy Chuck Hamilton. I've been in the Sheriff's Department for 20 years. Been a community liaison for almost 5 years when it started in 2017. I've been to a couple of meetings out here before, and then I have been doing Prairie and Washington, Brown, and the rest of the township.
Sure.
That area. So I'll be taking over hopefully for Carter. Right now I'm doing the whole west side of Columbus, so.
That's a lot of duty.
Until the guy that comes replacing Carter comes, and then we get back to the normal.
Is Carter moving on?
Yeah, he went to and took a canine spot with our canine unit. So
sure.
You'll probably still see him around here.
Okay.
So he'll be canine 7 now, which was Deputy McKee's old car.
Gotcha.
He was with us for almost 40 years. So.
Yeah. Great. Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
Yep.
Moving on, Fire Department Chief Welch.
Vice Chairman, just real quick, I apologize. Yes. A resolution for the obligation for the trustee, for the administrator, excuse me, was 2021-120. I looked at my book wrong.
Okay.
120. Thank
so
you.
So noted. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Chief?
On the docket, I have a resolution to hire somebody. I'm withdrawing that. That person came to my office today and removed himself.
He what did?
He removed himself from getting hired.
Okay,
he got
gotcha.
Hired someplace else. I'll hopefully have a name for you by next week.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the board for a motion to accept the resignation of Captain Hitchcock. He has basically said he's not coming back, and his final day here will be October 12th. He spent 33 years here.
So would you like to make?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Captain Hitchcock effective October 12th, 2021. And I'll also just note his outstanding years of service. He's been great. Every time I've had questions about the department, he's always been there for me, and he's going to be missed. He's a great guy, and I hope he enjoys his retirement, which he definitely deserves.
Yeah, he has 10 years on me, so I'm the next oldest, and I have 25 years here, so we lost a lot of history and educator history when he left.
So I will second that, and roll call, please.
Yep, we got Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Real quick, a discussion on the Marathon trailer we have. We keep a gooseneck trailer for them. We sign a contract with them every year in order to maintain this trailer, and we store it in our barn up at 192's. This year, they came out and changed the contract and said their foam, which is the main reason we have their trailers for the foam, we can only use it on their properties. So they just cut us way down with emergency runs about our usability with it. Last week, they got a hold of me and said, you can't use our foam on anything, no matter if it's our property or not. So I'd like to have the latitude to negotiate that contract with them. Either they donate it to us, or we tell them to get it out of their property.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves Chief Welch to enter in negotiations, talk with Marathon in regards to the usage of foam, etc.
I'll second.
Is this a resolution?
I think it does need to be a motion.
Motion.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, roll call. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll skip D and go right down to E. We talked to Pete about a couple things, and we want to come to you guys with a contract for Bob Arnold, and hopefully we can set up a special meeting next week to go into executive session to discuss that.
Okay.
And possibly remove the resolution we have right now that's pending about him going to assistant chief. The idea is to move him into my position, and I step aside for a while.
Do we want to do that in a special meeting, or do we want to...
You can amend the resolution.
Do we want to amend that resolution now and then have...
We still need to go... We have to have contract, like a MOU discussion.
Right.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. We leave it... Do we want to take it out of play now, and then when we come back, we could put it back in play with the motion?
Wait, do you want us to repeal the last one now?
Right, and then we'll have
and
a
then
whole
we'll just
new...
go into an executive session to negotiate later?
That would be better.
Okay.
The first one, nobody could really understand.
Okay.
This is the resolution number.
Yeah.
You've got
it. You want to do it then?
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to repeal resolution 2021-111 effective immediately.
Would that be a resolution to do
It's a resolution.
You said a motion.
Is it? It's just a motion to repeal the resolution.
Gotcha. Okay, I will second that.
Okay, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then we'll schedule a executive session.
Okay, can we do that now, the way we got it on the books?
I'm starting a new job on Monday, and I'm going to get my schedule figured out from that. So, I told John earlier, I should have a dates and availabilities next week.
Okay. My idea for the transfer to start, I would like to put Lieutenant Arnold in my position on 40 hours starting Wednesday and start the process and everything.
Do you have the latitude now just to do that with his current schedule?
I think so.
Okay.
His manpower is all up to me. And
my question would be this to the board. We could actually make that decision now and then enter into the agreement later, or would you rather do it all at one time?
I'd say we just wrap it all up. And
okay.
So if you have staffing latitude now, you could just set the hours, like, do it.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
That is all I have. Everybody stay safe. COVID is on the uprise. We're seeing it locally here in Central Ohio. I get reports back from the hospital. They're on the uptick, at least. I probably had 15 of them for the last week. So it's going way up, so everybody be careful.
Lieutenant Arnold, you're up, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to formally ask your permission to accept a federal grant. It's an AFG grant, Assistance to Firefighter grant, for diesel exhaust systems to be purchased and installed at both stations.
I saw that come across, and I thought what a great work that was, starting right off right away. We really appreciate that. Any grants that we can do to it, earlier we had a meeting in regards to replacing a administrator, and that was one of my strongest points is people that we can do to get any kind of grants takes the pressure off the back of the taxpayers and allows us to have a better thriving community. With that being said, I would say, sir, would you like to make that?
Yeah, motion? I'll make a resolution to accept the AFG grant for the work of Lieutenant Arnold.
I will second that.
Okay, we'll second here. I'll get a roll call here. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Great
Thank
work.
You. Moving along.
Now you got to do this every meeting you come here. You got to show up with a grant. That's part of the job.
That is. Yes.
Hopefully by next one I'm bringing the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. That would look real good.
Yep.
Well, was that a resolution?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Stevens, you're up, sir.
Dave, did you have anything since you weren't here when they needed you to talk?
I skipped over Chief. Did you have anything, sir?
The only thing I had was I just wanted to make sure that the board knew that our impound room had collapsed, and we've got two containers up there. Your stuff is in there too. Jim is going to take care of getting it repaired or whatever needs to be done to it. The container is going to be donated by the company to the police department for free for a month to get it done.
Okay.
But I know the fiscal was possibly wanting to keep a container for their files and different things that need to be in there, because that's I think it's a weight that caused it to fall.
From the fiscal files, made the ceiling fall.
And they will put everything in one place. Give us a discount from $120 a month to $80 a month if we want to just continue it for them.
I'd like to thank all the department heads again. Anytime that we have a department head or anyone in the township, and it just speaks volumes that we look for the best discount that we can get. People respect the township and offer these discounts, and also the relationship that each one of you builds, it only helps the taxpayer in the end to pay less. And we're not one, you hear some places, they don't care what it costs because it's government money. We do care what it costs. We're a small township and every penny makes a difference. So yep. Thank you, sir.
They also waived all the delivery fees.
Okay, so moving along, Mr. Stevens, you're up, sir.
Well, you kind of touched base on what Lieutenant Radliff was talking about. Problem that we're running into, back in 2009, this dates all the way back to Chief Castle. When Chief Castle was here, they needed a property room built, so we put room in our building out here to build a property room. At that time, he said he just needed a place up above the property room to put like 40 bikes and put a fence around it because they had a bunch of bikes they confiscated. So when we built that room, we didn't build it for weight bearing because we figured there wasn't going to be a lot of weight from the bikes. But over the years, started getting boxes of files up there, and once again, more and more and more and more. The problem we ran into was as we were moving things around, because they have started putting the metal on our building out back for the project we've got going on, as they were moving the boxes back over to the one corner, they just got too much weight over in one corner, and then that's the roof collapsed.
Sure.
With the help from the police department today, and we was able to get everything out, we now have all of the files secured in a pod here outside in the parking lot for fiscal. And like Lieutenant was saying, in our shop, we've cleared out one bay and we put a pod in there, and that's where they've got their temporary property room there. Looking at the damage that happened when that did collapse over there into one corner, it was just one corner that let loose. It looks like I should be able to utilize the material that we got in there. May have to replace a couple sheets of plywood. Everything else is going to be able to be reused, put back into place. So it really didn't break anything up. It just broke loose in one corner. Into the future, as I start working on that, which I'll be working on it starting tomorrow morning, I may need to come to the fiscal office and ask for some funds to get some plywood to replace the damage that we had. Now, I don't know whether or not this is something, I don't think there's going to be a huge...
So, with that being said, generally we give access to fundings. How much do you think that you're going to need allocated?
Probably a couple hundred dollars if that.
So I'd like to make a resolution, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board allocates not to exceed $400 for building material on said job of repairing in the, what do we want to call that building?
The maintenance barn?
Maintenance barn.
It's a maintenance shop.
If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, I got a roll call here. Ralph is absent. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
What would that resolution number be, Ralph?
It's going to be 2021-122.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it looks like relatively easy to do what we need to do.
Right, but with the prices changing daily, go in there, a 2x4 was $1.97, now it's $9.75.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Speaking of that building out there, then, we are in the process of resolution and everything already been passed to put the ceiling in and put heating in it. One thing that we're really starting to notice, because once we rebuild it, granted, we're going to beef it up this time a little bit, just so we can put, you know, get rid of the pod and start putting some of these files back in. I think that Mr. Dunn's going to be thinking about a retention plan and everything to get rid of some of those boxes. We're talking about heating that building. I honestly think because that building is being used for this purpose, it needs to have some kind of climate control in it. So I think we need to air condition and heat that building.
So my question, I know I spoke with you on this. Some of the places that we have in the garages are just a big heat and it blows heat. We can put a regular central air heat system in that. And do you have an idea of cost?
What I wanted to do tonight was just get the blessing to start looking
so,
in that direction. I've already got the approval to go for the heating part.
Right. So what I would like to do is make a motion to allow the road department supervisor Jim Stevens to seek out bids on getting cost wise to have AC and heat climate control in said building.
I'll second.
And I think what we will end up doing, once the ceiling is put in, don't even have to worry about the heating and air conditioning at this point, because the condition of the building that we have out back, I think I would like to have permission to transfer all of our maintenance stuff from this building into that one to where we would actually have the room.
So, with that being said, with the pleasure of the board, I'd like to make a resolution.
Why don't we still have a roll call to make for
I apologize, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, roll call for the motion to seek bids for air conditioning and heat climate control. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So back to...
Is that a resolution?
That was a motion.
For the heating and air conditioning, because we don't know the cost.
Sure.
But I would like to make a resolution that allowing Jim Stevens to use the best practice of... What barn are we going to call that? What do we want to call that?
It's road department maintenance garage.
You don't need authority for us to just move it, do you?
No,
well,
I prefer
to have that in a resolution just so that we know.
Make a motion.
Motion? Yeah. So I make a motion to allow Jim Stevens with the road department to seek the best building for using as the shop maintenance building due to the structure of the other building and keeping our employees safe and the township equipment safe.
I'll second.
building is deteriorating at a rapid pace.
And you got a roll call here. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
And that was a motion also.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't know if it needed it. I know there's a dollar figure behind it, but most of the time people go back and go, what was the resolution to do that?
And then we were also talking, I know Mr. Fleshman, you and I talked about how we were going to heat it, and I was thinking propane. In a meeting that or a discussion I was having with Nick and Jeff earlier today out there looking at the building, I think we might, and I like the idea, I think what I might be able to do is get a hold of Columbia Gas and where the old tap used to be for the house that was next door
mm-hmm.
to keep us from going across two high pressure gas lines
sure.
this way. Maybe we can tap in there and bring
come across.
Back. Yeah, so I'm going to
natural gas would be best,
cheaper
in the long run.
But I just let you know, I'm going to look into that.
Okay, get, thank you, sir.
Next thing on the list, down on Ransburg Avenue, we've got a problem. I know we were contacted by Southwestern City Schools down at the end of South Ransburg. We've got a turnaround. It's a very tight, small turnaround. We have residents that are parking on the inside of that turnaround. The buses can't get around it. Not just the buses,
the
that's part of my route when we're plowing snow. I have a hard time getting a plow around there with vehicles in there, and unfortunately for the gentleman that has his vehicle parked in there, 9 out of 10 times it gets blocked in with snow. So I would like to ask for a resolution to go ahead and start the 30-day posting and put no parking signs in that turnaround, that roundabout at the end of Ransburg.
So
I'll have to post it for 30 days like we normally do. And then put the signs up.
So noted. If I may have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, 1 second here. Roll call here. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And what would that resolution number be, Robin?
Was it a resolution? I mean, you have to read it.
Read
I mean,
it.
You read it and they said, yep, and so we need to know what the language is.
Yeah, you
want me to restate? So
I mean, if it's
I just was said no, so noted of what he said. You want me to go ahead and?
It needs to come from the board.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
so
please.
I'd like to make a resolution stating that there would be a 30-day notice that on Ransburg, on the inside of the turnaround, there will be erected no parking signs.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And that's resolution 2021-123.
And we voted correct?
Yes. Ralph
okay.
is absent. John and Ari both voted yes.
Okay, sir?
The last thing that I have, as the board is very aware
and, sir, I was going to do this since you are going to be talking about with Sam. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'd like to refer to that as Harrisburg Pike property.
Okay. I was going to refer to it as 1836 Harrisburg Pike, but that's fine.
Well, you just did, and it's on
yeah.
the record. So
okay.
anytime we're talking about property
Harrisburg Pike.
Okay.
I was in the office here last week and a knock on the door and a gentleman that owns a property in behind us that we had been in conversation with before stepped in, had a nice discussion with him. I've got a great relationship and friendship with him, and he was asking whether or not the board still had any ideas or if they were still interested in the parcels that are behind us to be able to expand our footprint for future development. And I told him at the time, I said, I really couldn't answer that. I've kind of withdrawn myself from it at the time. But I can bring it up to the board and see what their thoughts are. What I would like to ask of the board is to allow myself and our fiscal department, along with Jeff, 60 days to kind of rehash all of this and see kind of where we're at and maybe have discussions, you know, with the gentleman out back and then present back to the board, you know, if the board so desires to allow us to do that, come back to the board with, you know, an idea, game plan or something.
So I'd like to make a motion that we allow Mr. Stevens, the road department, to entertain with the idea with the said partials. With the assistance of the fiscal department on looking at aspects of cost, et cetera, and reporting back to the board.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I think that's it.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. Trustee Alex, do you have anything?
So I got an email from, I think we all got an email from the Franklin County Health Department today that I just wanted to make aware. So Franklin County Health Department no longer has the authority to issue mask mandates. So Franklin County Health Department Commissioner Joe Mazzola has sent a message to all municipalities in their jurisdiction asking them to pass mask mandates. We as a township, since we don't have home rule authority, can't do that. But the City of Columbus and other municipalities instituted one going into effect tomorrow. As Chief Welch had noted, the Delta variant is just running rampant. Right. There were about 7,500 new cases in Ohio today, which is a huge number. So I just wanted to make note that because we don't have the authority and our health department no longer has an authority, it is their recommendation, if they had the authority, would be instituting a mask mandate. It is that bad at this point, and I wanted to just share that message that we got from our health commissioner. As folks know, Joe Mazzola has been a great partner with us here at our township, and our health department has been great with us, and they wanted me to mention that here today. Since we don't have the authority to do anything, the best thing we can do is let you know what the advice of our health department would be. And so I just wanted to pass that along for folks from our health department.
Okay, well, thank you. Next on the list is myself. I really don't have anything that I can think of. I didn't have anything through the week on that. I'm just hoping everyone is staying safe and healthy and does practice mask use when they can. I know it's hard for certain people, and we just went through 18 months of this before. We know the good hygiene that we need to use and think of others, and let's just stay healthy together, and let's hopefully the more healthier we can stay now, the better next year that we can do away with all of this.
Yeah, we don't want to go backwards.
We don't want to go backwards. I know my personal business has been no business for 18 months, so it has affected what I do greatly. Mr. Horn is not here, and we're moving on to the fiscal department.
Yeah, so I've got quite a bit to go over this evening. First thing, I'm going to kind of go slightly out of order. Start with letter G on the agenda, the license renewal for Google. I've looked at that. If any of the board wants to see it, I have it here. This is for us to continue using Google and Gmail for now.
Okay.
I'm going to enter that. We'll get that taken care of as we continue to move along. But I only bring it up because I hope next year maybe get us moved over to Microsoft. Otarma has stated that they're moving away from Google and Gmail due to some risks that they've observed. So I think it would be wise if we follow suit down the line.
Sure.
We're going to have to look at that for budgetary for next year. But for right now, I will be moving forward with taking care of getting our license renewed for Google for another year. And then I'll go up to letter F there, the clean term contract status. When Mark left, we're still waiting to hear back from them. And Robin, they're still charging us the old rate, you said, correct?
Correct. They have not increased, even though it was supposed to have went into effect in July. I've got the July and August invoice, and they have not increased.
Do they clean the hallway going out that back door?
They do not. That's not a part of the contract.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And then we'll kind of go back up to the top now, go back in order. So supplemental appropriations. This is going to be for a resolution. I got two things for supplemental appropriations. Exhibit A, which I think may have been missed, and that may have been actually my fault potentially, but
is that appropriations number 9?
What's that?
Supplemental appropriations number 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
we got
it. Then. Okay. So first of all, and I know Chief Walsh can speak on this, EMS revenue has decreased. So we're looking at $25,000 decrease there to get the appropriations back in line with what we're expecting for revenue. And then the other part of that was for supplemental appropriations for our new administrative assistant. I believe that was a total of, it was either $11,000 or $13,000, but either way, the supplemental appropriations would be, that's what the resolution's for today. And the money from that is to, cover her wages and her payroll, okay. Et cetera.
So I'd like to make a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 9 for the period commencing January 1st, 2021 and ending December 31st, 2021 per Fiscal Officer Nick Dunn. And I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call here. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, next thing there, there are several resolutions coming up. So the first one I want to mention, and I have the check here if you guys do approve it, is for the payment to state taxation for a total of $41,833.74. We go back to our last meeting and discussed that that was going to be coming up. It was found out that there were duplicate payments, as Jeff even alluded to in our meeting a little while ago. There were duplicate payments, several of them. Those ended up being made to the city of Columbus instead of the state of Ohio. We're working with Columbus to see what we can do to, we're trying to figure out what exactly happened with all that. But in the meantime, we do owe the state this money. And the only real hit on this will be the interest charge, which comes down to, with the penalty and interest, about $5,200 roughly.
And this was done several months ago where it was done. This was back in 20. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'm asking for a resolution from the board to approve the payment to state taxation.
So I'll make a resolution authorizing payment to the State Department of Taxation in the amount of $41,833.74.
And I will second that. Can I see that check?
Mm-hmm. Roll call, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'll let you guys take a second to sign that for me along here.
If you want to start speaking on the next one.
So the next one I have is for a settlement for former officer Joshua Edwards.
I'll need to sign it before it can go.
So this settlement here is for a total of $20,000. This is, again, you guys have known about this for a while. It's coming. Again, I'm just asking for a resolution for you to approve the payment.
Yeah, I'll make a resolution authorizing payment for a workers' compensation settlement in the amount of $20,000. And I'll ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay, a roll call. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, and I'll pass this around real quick. Also, the next one is going to be for an advancement of the OPWC grant, which Jeff just talked about a short time ago in our previous meeting. That money will be advanced from the general fund over there, and then when that to the contractor, and then that one comes back, the money then gets put back in there. Okay,
yep.
So I just need a resolution.
So I'll make a resolution authorizing the advance of funds to provide resources for the Public Works Commission Grants Fund, and I will ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay, roll call. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. The next thing, we have a quick discussion on our green address signs, and Jim, if you want to add in here, obviously those of you who know, you can come and you can buy a green address sign. We can put numbers on it for you. The price for the signs really doesn't need to be adjusted right now, but Jim, recently the numbers have gone up. We were charging a quarter per letter, and it's gone up now to a dollar. And so I'm asking the board for an increase per number to $1.25 to include current increases and if there's any potential, you know, near-term increases.
Yeah, I'll make a resolution increasing the green address sign numbers to $1.25 per number,
okay,
effective immediately.
Okay.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call. Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
And Ari?
Yes.
All right. Another resolution I have is for a reimbursement of Robert Arnold and suspenders. With this being personal reimbursement, I just am asking the board for approval and a resolution for that.
Yeah, we want you to keep your pants up. I'll make a resolution to reimburse Lieutenant Arnold for the cost of a suspender.
And I will second that.
Roll call, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
And Ari?
Yes.
Awesome. The next thing I have, and this is actually the last thing I have, so we can continue to move along here. Obviously, as we've been going along here for a while with Mark as our administrator, we were obviously having him approve obligations on behalf of the township. I'm asking, I have a resolution in your file there. You should have one. For the fiscal officer to authorize obligations in the absence of a township administrator.
I wasn't provided with any template.
I'll make a resolution to authorize the fiscal officer to make obligations in the absence of a township administrator, effective immediately.
Okay, and
until said.
Yeah, until a replacement township administrator is on board.
Yes, and also in that, just so you guys are clear, and I'll get this template over to the board and to Robin, that you guys are also clear, in the event that the administrator's on vacation or other type of leave, I would be able to take
perfect
over in that.
Would the dollar amount remain the same?
Yes.
Yes, $10,000 or less.
So I'm sure that's
Including.
Yes, it'll be in.
Yeah, so that's all in the resolution.
Okay, and I second that.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
And Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. And that is all I have.
One other thing, sir.
Yes.
Until we get an administrator, we have the assistant. Did you want to facilitate any?
Oh, yes, I. Okay, I must have.
You didn't miss that.
Yes.
We have an assistant administrator that reports to nobody. So if she has any questions or needs to call in or something like that, Nick has graciously said that, you know, hey, yeah, you know, I can be the overseer and ask the questions and et cetera, instead of her trying to call three trustees or whatever.
That works.
So with that being said, do you want to make a resolution or a motion for
in the absence of a township administrator, or until a township administrator is hired, that our fiscal officer can be the frontline contact for our township assistant.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yes, that's fine. And then I'll just add in there that on Fridays I'm not here, so if something happens, then Robin would be.
Yeah, we can just go down the chain after that.
Yeah, just kind of move down the line.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I just wanted that to be said.
And
as well.
I will second that.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph is absent. John?
Yes.
And Ari?
Yes.
Okay.
So
that, I believe, is all I
remember me. That one.
Yes.
And et cetera. Is there, you know, I know that wasn't on the agenda, but I think that was important to do since we are still
it
working
on
through.
The agenda.
It's on there.
Oh, is it?
It's number E.
Oh, it is letter E. Yeah. That's right over. Yep,
I did too.
Okay.
So with that being said, I'm going to go to, is there any questions on, is there anyone sign up?
I'll take a look. We are clear.
Okay.
We have nothing on. Well, let me, we have a couple calls on Zoom. We'll see if anybody has anything. Let me see here real quick. I should be able to just, okay, I'm asking them to see if they have any questions. You guys are welcome to unmute yourselves at this time and speak. Does anybody have anything?
Here and none. We are.
Oh, when I hear somebody.
Chris West from the audience.
Yes, this is questions from the audience. What's your name?
Robin Shaney.
Okay.
Robin, we've got you now back on Zoom.
Yes.
All right, and what is your question? Go ahead.
I just have a question. Ari said that something about the health department guy said that we couldn't pass the thing for masks in township because we don't have home rule.
That's correct.
And that comes from the health director of?
That comes from the health commissioner, Franklin County Public Health.
Joe Mazzola.
Yeah, Joe Mazzola.
Joe Mazzola, and he said that we can't do it because we don't have
home rule authority.
Okay. All right, I just wondered.
Okay, well, thank you. And then let you know, we have cut back those bushes in the alley, too.
He said he cut back the bushes in the alley. I haven't been down through there today, so.
Okay.
I know brush was picked up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And is that all?
That's all that I see.
Then we are adjourned. I thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And ladies.